Well, I guess I left off where the round hit about 50 meters on our side of the runway. Right after that, the tower was yelling happy birthday, and we just started, the flight leader just decided that it was about time to go. Before I had a chance to pull pitch and leave, another round came in and blew the tail off a C-130. By that time, we knew it was better get going, or we better find ourselves a bunker someplace to hide in, so we decided to leave. We're pretty critical on fuel. We had been working quite long that day, and we had about 20 minutes worth left in the aircraft, so we had to make it quick down to Kontum to refuel. We didn't have time to scout out the area and look for the tubes this time. But our aerial rocket artillery is on station, and they were looking, and they still couldn't find them. I couldn't believe it. That in the next couple of days there, all was pretty quiet, and they were this morning that the LZ was getting mortared while we were on log. This happened before I was telling you about. Is the day I got put in for DFC. What happened on that is that we were hauling log that day, which is logistics, like I said before, and this LZ was getting mortared, so we shut down there on the pad waiting for it to clear, and then we go out and give them their food and so forth. They finally got the word that they stopped getting hit. So it's pretty good, because they hadn't got food in a couple of days, and they were getting short on food and water and ammo. So we actually had to get in there sometime that day to resupply them. It was almost getting down to an emergency resupply situation. We left. There was two of us up in that area. We flew in pairs, because it was a pretty hot area up there, and we didn't want anybody flying single ship and get shot down, and nobody would ever know what happened to them. So we always flew in pairs. And we went over there. It's about 8 miles southwest of Dok Tho. It's not too far from the Cambodian border. And we were circling, waiting, since it was been hot that morning and been getting mortared that morning, we decided to wait until we get an aerial rocket artillery, which is a modified gunship. They carry rockets, about 48 on each ship, and they pretty well work the area over while we're going in, and keeps Charlie busy, you know, keeps his head down. And they weren't quite there yet, and this bird from Pleiku went in and cut us out of traffic, more or less, and went in and landed in the LZ. It was a quite difficult LZ to land in. You had to make your approach to about a 150-foot hover and then go straight down. They had teak wood and mahogany trees all the way around it, and you had to go straight down into the LZ. And when he no more than touched down, two mortar rounds hit him right smack dab, direct hits on the aircraft, and just blew up. And the crew chief on one side was killed, because he took the direct hit from one of the mortars. But the protective armor and the aircraft protected the other three members of the crew. They were dragged out by the people on the ground there, while the aircraft just burned to the ground. Right after that, a Charlie ship went in and extracted a couple of the people that were wounded. Apparently, Charlie was just had the place sighted in, ready to go. As soon as somebody touched down, and everybody let go, and somebody did, and he did. So we went back and dumped our log off, and came out for a while to observe and find out what was going on. Then we decided we'd better get that stuff in there. If they ever got attacked or something, they would be in a bind without food, water, and ammo. So we went back and picked up the log again and went in. This time we had ARA on station, and we had one more slick. Our gunships weren't up there yet, so we had to do the best we could without them. We had one slick on each side of us, on each flank, with both 60s. M60s as a machine gun. We had one on each side of the aircraft, blazing away, keeping people's heads down. And ARA was working out in the draws and really bringing some pee down there. We went in, and the ship was still kind of blowing up. It was ammo and stuff. It was aboard the ship was cooking off. So it was things were flying around down there. We landed and dumped off our the new six. Six is the CO. The old CO got hurt in the explosion of the old helicopter. We dumped off a log and picked up two of the people that were wounded, two of the infantrymen that were around the ship when it blew up, and left. And then we hovered, circled around the LZ while the other ship went in to dump his load of log and pick out some more medevacs. For that, during that time, the aerial rocket artillery ships took 250 caliber rounds on the blades. Other than that, there wasn't too much, but we know there was. We were getting shot at, but nobody got hurt or nobody took any rounds. And the people were so relieved to get their food and water and ammo that they were pretty good spirits, and they started putting a hurt on the enemy when he came up the hill there. And for that, we got put in for a DFC. I don't know, it's, I think it was worth it. I wasn't thinking too much about myself when I went in there. I was too busy doing what I was doing. But I guess I can't really brag or anything. That was the extent of the mortar attacks and what happened when I was up in Dock Toe. Around here, it's pretty well peaceful. We have our artillery batteries on the, around here being on K, we have our artillery batteries on the edge and firing outgoing rounds all the time, and there's people up on perimeter guard. We don't have too much trouble or too much chance of getting overrun, or no chance of getting overrun, very little chance of getting mortared here. So while we're on K, you're pretty safe. I got just about a little bit left of the tape, and I think I'll stop bragging or whatever and tell you that these tapes are real inexpensive, and it'll cost you 24 cents to send an airmail back to me. If you could pick yourself up a, you know, a cheap two-track recorder like I'm using. I'm just using a little battery-operated job here. It won't play music or anything like that, but it's real good for transmitting voice tapes and written letters, or word letters. And I'd much rather write a letter like this. I can make a heck of a lot longer letter, probably a lot more interesting to you, because you can hear my voice and get a little bit more detail on what's actually going on here. And it's not really that much more expensive to mail, and airmail rates get here just as fast, so there's not much delay. All it would cost you is just your tape recorder. So I'll leave it with that, and I'm having a good Christmas. I'm sorry I didn't want the Christmas decorations, but there's no place around here to put them up and so forth. We're planning on giving the people out in the field on Christmas Day a real more or less welcome, because we even have to work on Christmas Day hauling them food and ammo and so forth, resupplying them. Even if there is a truce, we got to haul food and water to them. And while we're doing this, we'll take two ships, one of them carrying the log and the other carrying a speaker set up with high-powered speakers and a tape recorder with Christmas music on it. And we'll be flying around the area up there playing Christmas music to all the troops. It's about the best we can do. Mail's really coming into Vietnam. There must be millions of tons of it coming in and out a day, so I don't think anybody's hurting on mail. Other than that, not much else to say. I would, if you see Daryl and Grandpa, or grandparents at Christmas time, give them my love, and I also give you my love. And I hope you received a portrait I sent of you. I sent you one, and grandmother one, and the folks one. I don't really have anything I can send Daryl. I think I'll probably send her a check, or Daryl and Howard, send him a check for $10, because there's no way that I can go down and buy something. I'm really sorry I can't do it, but it's just this is the way it goes, I guess. And just to give everybody my love and my good regards, and I'll expect to hear this tape back, and I'll see you again, or talk to you again. By the way, if you haven't already figured it out, this tape is played on 3 3/4 inches per second. It's two-track, so I probably explained it to you in a letter or something before that. So I'll say goodbye for now, and I'll be waiting to hear the return of this tape with you and Mom, or saying something on it and tell me what's going on there. And it'll probably take you quite a while to fill up this tape, but no sweat.